Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by...
Aaron Gretsch, alien historian.
Hermes Trismegistus, assistant alien historian.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. So today, we're going to be talking about the fact that the UC endorsed Donald Trump for president. April Fools.
That was great, Crystal.
Yeah, totally.
Welcome to our April Fools edition of the Highlander Newsroom, everyone. Yes, it is fake. Fake. F-A-K-E. Please remember this and do not be angry about anything you hear. Thank you. Okay, so yeah, the UC endorses Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What do you guys feel about that?
I mean, it's not surprising, I guess, but...
Yeah, they both have very business-like mindsets.
Yeah.
They both invest tons of money in objects whose value is questionable.
I mean, they love customers.
They love customers, exactly.
That's great, I guess. Maybe, perhaps.
They both have extremely negative track records with officials from the Democratic Party.
And they said if he's not president, they'd be cool with him being UC president. Is it that crazy?
But the question is, really, is it that crazy? I mean, we're kind of headed towards that direction. I mean, people are already claiming that the UC is a business. I mean, what's next? We just need a businessman in charge of it.
I mean, that would top it off, definitely. That would be a great unraveling of reality for most people. But, I mean... I think most UC students are used to that with tuition hikes and stuff like that, so...
I'm pretty sure he would definitely continue to support those tuition hikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably. And he's gotten the support of, like, a lot of minority resource centers on campus. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, oh my God. I guess... there's a Trump in all of us, I guess, or there's a Trump. There are Trumps.
That was definitely a Trump card
that we couldn't have guessed. But
I mean, what Estelle Acabado says is, really, really interesting.
What is that exactly?
Well, there's two, but like, I guess she supports it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but the most
important...
You're right, it does say that.
The most important thing is, do you guys think that he will make America great again?
I mean...
I think he'll make America exactly as great as it is. He'll keep it in the same consistency of greatness that it's been throughout history.
It was very beautifully articulated, Aaron.
Which is not great at all.
Yeah, no comment. I think seems like we have a bigger Trump supporter in
wait,
Aaron over here.
I said, which is not great at all.
Oh, okay, like, okay.
Yeah.
April Fools.
Yeah. April Fools.
Just by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no way I could continue to keep that up. I kept on running into barriers of trying to say, like, okay, how do I
see? It's very difficult to support a man like Trump, which is why I'm confused in general about how there are actual supporters.
Yeah,
among them apparently the EC.
Yeah, the chancellor who had his house destroyed.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
By the sea.
Maybe it's a sign from the mountain, like spirits. To Chancellor Wilcox.
Whose idea was it in the first place to, use helicopters to lift the sea off of, the Box Springs Mountains?
Where was it even going? That's what I don't...
Oh, they were going to move it to another trail that's closer to... That's more down the 215 freeway.
What the...
Okay. Yeah, the other... It's by the Botanical Gardens.
Well, then it deserved to fall out of the sky then, because that's not...
A cool place to put
it. Yeah.
It's just so interesting that it hit the Chancellor's house. I mean...
Yeah,
what are the chances?
Yeah, he looks pretty sad, too.
He looks really devastated.
Very sad.
Yeah.
He probably was taken, like, the second after it happened. So, this picture in the Highlander, if you pick it up right now, you can see it.
According to our lovely paparazzo, his frown will turn upside down once his house is renovated.
Probably with Trump being, if Trump becomes UC president, he could use all of our tuition money to buy, to build a new house and a huge wall around it, so that doesn't happen again. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, hopefully it'll be renovated in a nicer way, and kind we won't have shenanigans like this again happening.
Kind of like Pierce Hall after that meth explosion, right?
Oh, right. Nice. There was a meth lab discovered April Fool's in Pierce Hall. Isn't that crazy? But I was really actually kind of interested in it. You know, I'm a Breaking Bad fan. I was like, oh my gosh, how are they cooking meth here? And I didn't know.
I think Jesse was probably cooking it.
Maybe.
Did we find out who was...
It was a student and one professor who they're not sure yet, because they just saw like footage of them entering the building like right before the explosion. But apparently this professor went to Everest College. And the chancellor wasn't even aware that she had been hired until this incident. But yeah.
Well, I heard that, correct me if I'm wrong, but like Breaking Bad was going to be set, was supposed to be originally be set in Riverside.
Oh, I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Vince Gilligan stated.
Vince Gilligan?
Who's that? Oh, no, not Vince Gilligan.
Creator.
No, yeah, Vince Gilligan is the creator, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was going to be set in Riverside, but, like, I guess filming here is, like, really expensive. So they removed any taxes involved in filming Riverside.
Oh, it'll be filmed in Riverside.
Yeah. Yeah. Would that have been insane? I mean, it wouldn't be that far off. I mean, isn't Riverside known as the meth capital of the world now? Or?
I don't know. That's why I don't want to... April Fool's probably, but I don't know.
No, like, I meant, like, it's known really well.
I know that it's known for having a lot of drugs in the area.
Yeah, I think Riverside County in general does. It's like a drug pipeline or something like that.
Yeah. Well, there's an estimated $5 million, like, damage to Pierce Hall because of this. Explosion.
Hey, more fees.
How are we going to pay for those guys?
More fees.
Meth lab fee. Chancellor's house fee.
This is why we need Donald Trump. He will find the funds to pay for it. Mm. Or he'll pay for it himself. I mean, he has $4 billion, eh? Or $10 billion. He's not claiming he has $10
billion. I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, we can't have stuff like this happening. We need these buildings, right? We need buildings because... We need buildings for, like, geneticists to, discover things. Right. Like, they recently discovered the F-boy gene. Yes. So, they discovered gene 69A, better known as the F-boy gene recently. What do you guys think about that discovery?
Yeah, I was about to ask Aaron about that. Sorry, Aaron about that. What do you think?
I think that the discovery is a great breakthrough in science. I think that learning how to isolate this gene and, prevent its adverse effects, which include sending questionable pictures to people at weird hours of the night.
Yep. The U-Up text message.
The U-Up text message.
Which you would think in this year that it would not happen anymore because of the negative connotation.
Exactly.
It happens.
There's something in the environment, I'm sure, that's making these genes go from latent to active. That, I don't know. Exactly. It might be like a ride on a hoverboard is what activates it.
But. Exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
Those hoverboards cluttering up our sidewalks and campus.
The socks and the sandals on the hoverboard. The Stussy.
Yeah, the Stussy.
And probably Diplo coming out of it.
Rick Owens in the winter sometimes if they're going extreme.
Man.
I'm really glad that we got Diplo to comment on this article. It's really nice of him.
There's nothing F-boyish about his music.
That's what he said.
So he wants you to know, guys.
Well, I think it's funny how all the F-boys listen to him. What could that mean?
Who knows?
Will there be a cure, guys? That's what I want to know. There needs to be a cure.
I think, possibly.
I heard, right now, it just kind of evolved into a yuppie. Mm.
You mean?
Yeah, it, no, it evolves into a yuppie.
Oh.
So, like, they go from F-boy to yuppie.
Mm. Possibly. I mean, if our labs keep being destroyed by meth, I don't know if we could find a cure, but let's hope for that.
What do you guys think of baseball legend Barry Bonds coaching for us?
April Fools! I mean, I'm not the biggest sports person, but, you know, that's cool, I guess, maybe. Not at all. I could be wrong.
All-time, has the most all-time home runs ever.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Maybe he'll help us out.
Yeah. He just says that our players just need a little extra juice.
Oh.
Jeez. If you were alive during the 80s, or if you know about that, I mean, you should be happy, so...
How do you guys feel about the Spring Splash lineup that was just released? We got the scoop, guys. We were the only ones that knew.
Okay, so there's this rapper that's always repping L.A.
So it's Tupac and Selena and Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson are coming to Spring Splash.
Yeah, I was going to try to...
As all that holograms.
Money. Yeah, it's, what's that? That's where all the money went.
Holograms, exactly. Oh, it's these holograms. Yeah, I mean, like, there's also going to be a holographic beer garden. Like, how cool is that?
I kind of wonder if the Tupac is the Tupac hologram going to be the same one that was at Coachella?
I don't know.
Because I don't want a Tupac hologram if it's not the one that's from Coachella.
Yeah, yeah.
You want the one that was at Coachella, you know?
Hopefully, you know, ASPB will get that together. They really came through, guys. This is going to be fantastic. It sounds like it's going
to
be amazing.
Dude, I've always wanted to see Michael Jackson live.
Me too. I mean, when he died, like, you don't understand how sad I was that I would never have the opportunity to see him live.
Yeah. Like, I think that we have great diversity here. We have Selena. We have, you know... That's her, like, Tejano, like, cumbia music. And we have Tupac for, you know, usually Spring Splash gets rappers, so that's keeping with that theme. Whitney Houston, I mean.
It was just bomb.
Exactly.
She's just bomb. Her vocals are just like, no one can match it. I don't know. They used to always try to pit her and Mariah Carey against each other, but Mariah, her voice is just not, she can hit the high notes, but like. As far as the tone of her voice, like, she doesn't match Whitney.
I think no one can top Whitney Houston's...
the National Anthem.
National Anthem, there you go.
Yes.
No one can top that one. Yeah. I think that was, like, best ever National Anthem ever.
I thought it was Christina Aguilera. I was just kidding.
You know what? She is underrated, I believe, though.
Really?
But I think that...
She has a good voice,
I think she doesn't know what to sing. I think that the ballads, like the heavy ballads, singing ballads like that, it passed her. Like, the time was before her. You know, it was Whitney and like Mariah and like all. It was like Celine Dion. You know, they're all singing these ballads, and everyone was so interested in the high notes and like how long they go. No one cares about that anymore. So it's just like, if she was back then, like with them.
Yeah,
maybe she would be bigger, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that all of these dead celebrities, these dead musicians, these dead artists, like, have had a very large influence on the culture.
They all died so tragically.
Yeah, isn't it strange how they all kind of just tragically died?
Yeah.
What could possibly...
I mean, getting shot at 23, what?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
Whitney
insane.
Houston, like, in the bathtub, and then her daughter a year later.
Selena getting shot by her manager.
Tupac, I mean, he was... Tupac. No one knows who killed Tupac.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Suge Knight killed him.
I mean,
Suge Knight.
We all know that Michael Jackson died.
Sony.
He was murdered. I mean,
by Sony Music.
I mean, you know, what could possibly be...
Sony. Behind all this, I mean, celebrities, they're like in this whole other world sometimes, you know, than like normal people, it seems like.
Well, it's funny that I asked that question because apparently the Illuminati has been confirmed sighted on campus.
Oh my God.
So that must explain all this odd news articles coming out recently. According to the Highlander article...
Written by Hermes.
Written by, you know, me, Hermes Trismegistus. Illuminati was found on campus, and they hold, or at least a branch of them was found on campus, and they hold time rituals at the bell tower to keep everyone distracted by time, and so they can operate behind the scenes and kill our favorite artists in their prime. Well, you know, mostly. What do you all think about this?
I can believe it. I mean, time is such, like, it makes everyone go crazy. You're afraid you're losing too much time. Do you have enough time? Right. It's a great way to control people.
Right, yeah.
Definitely.
I think it's interesting that it's juxtaposed with, there are different notions of time out there in different cultures around the world. So linear is not the only way that people view time, Judeo-Christian, but that's the prevalent thought amongst Judeo-Christian cultures and religions. Whereas indigenous and other different kinds of cultures believe in time as a cycle. So we see, in growing up in America, we, you know, the accepted common perception of time is that it's linear. Whereas, you know, yeah, like indigenous cultures, they see them as cyclical, as time is never really, like, the past and the future are not so, like, disconnected from each other. They're all, the past, the present, and the future are all always interweaving and connecting. So, I mean, I guess, like, it's our fault for not really, for letting ourselves be taken advantage of by this witchcraft and this magic, but now we know. So
exactly.
Consider yourselves illuminated. What do you think about this, Aaron?
I wish I could. I was like actually listening to every single word you were saying, and I was trying to keep up. But I get what you're saying about, like, it's kind of absurd to just believe in linear time.
Mm-hmm.
It's because everything is occurring at the moment. Like, the present is just like the converging point between the past and the future.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Are you going to go to the next ritual?
I'm not down. That's like my graduation day is the next day.
Oh, okay.
I am not down to stay up until 3 a.m. Unless if low-key there might be, like, you know, a little get-together. Every type of get-together that probably involves some debauchery, but probably not the level of debauchery that this Illuminati group possibly partakes in.
You're going to pass up being able to manipulate time, Aaron? How?
That's true. Wait, would I be able to go back in time?
Yeah, you'll be able to do whatever you want.
Anything. Anything's possible, man.
I think I would go back in time.
Okay.
Before I was about to start college.
And?
Why is that?
And tell myself, I have no idea.
Wow. I was going to do something. I thought you were setting this up to be one of the greatest things I've ever heard, but
me too.
It's okay. Next time.
Probably tell myself to try a little bit harder. Try harder, like in college.
Yeah.
And then take a lot more risks.
Yeah. Definitely. I think we all could have heard something, like, could have used something like that at the start of college. I definitely want to go into the future. I've always thought it would be interesting to see maybe even like 5 years into the future, not even like 100 or something like that. Because, like, who knows if, like, in 100 or 200 or 300 years, we'll be here. I mean, we definitely
I know there
will
might
be.
Just be cockroaches. You know,
exactly.
Like when the end of the world happens, there will just be like cockroaches and bugs.
That's the way that, like, yeah, that's like the one animal that's like always been, probably because it is the only one. It is the only one that can withstand a nuclear blast, right?
I think so.
That and Twinkies.
Right. Mm. Oh, I heard the opposite. I heard that was disproved.
Oh yeah, that was.
That it goes,
yeah, that was
like
a joke.
They go
bad after
they go
like
bad.
A few weeks, I think.
Mm.
What about you, Crystal? Where'd you go?
I think I would go like really far into the future, but only because I want to teleport, and I feel like that at a certain point someone's going to figure out how to do that, and I would like to experience teleporting.
Was Nightcrawler one of your favorite X-Men?
Maybe one of my favorites. But yeah, I don't know. I always, like, I don't even know why I think about it that much. I'll just be walking somewhere and I'll be like, I wish I could teleport right now. Or I'll be in the car and I'll just be like, if I could just teleport right now. And I think about it logically, like, maybe like soon I'll be able to teleport. I don't know why I think like that.
Doesn't it kind of trip you out that, like, the process of teleporting is really just like disintegrating your entire body in one place, transferring that energy?
Oh yeah, it's going to be bad before like they actually figure it out. People are going to die.
Your body piece by piece.
They actually are. I know that they've successfully teleported information before. Like, I know that that's definitely a test that happened in the recent years.
I know they teleported
like very small distances.
Light energy. light energy particles.
Like, we'll see. We'll definitely get there one day. I'm sure all those Star Trek, all those futuristic... But what's interesting is even... I don't want to go too much off tangent, but the future and the idea of what the future and progression equals is different in the world. There's not just one accepted value or one accepted truth of what the future and what progressing towards the future means. It could, for some people, it could mean more like industrialization or more like connection and stuff like that, more progress in technological advances. But for some people, it could be harnessing the power of the earth and like water and land and stuff like that and bettering the community and the self, as opposed to like building up an industrial empire.
Or defending yourself against the Fire Nation.
Or that.
It was just a joke. You said, like,
I couldn't tell. Oh, yeah. April Fool's Aaron.
April Fool's.
Well, actually, no, the stuff that he was saying about, like, you know, that's true, though. Mm. I should have, like, interjected with the Avatar joke.
Alright guys, well, if you are just joining us, you're listening to our April Fool's edition of the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. Something else crazy that happened recently is that over spring break, ASUCR was like taken over by rapers.
April Fools.
But actually, I definitely saw this coming, especially during the debate over whether we should, like, over the whole heat debacle. Like, the rhetoric that was used was very empowering for students who looked at the festival as the solace of the school, as the one place that we all can just go into and turn our sorrows away. It's the only place. So when that was taken away, of course, why wouldn't the students who were riled up by such rhetoric overtake ASUCR?
April
Fools. Dang it. But this is messing me up, man.
These ravers were like misinformed, first of all, because the hub is the one that takes care of heat.
Right.
So they just were running around and didn't even know what they were doing.
I mean, it's understandable. They were hot. They were dehydrated.
Yeah, that's
They want
true.
Their heat. They don't know where to go, but they're going to get it.
A lot of people had certain genes making them blast Diplo.
Oh, I'm sure that the F-boy gene was responsible. Maybe the F-boy gene is responsible
for
this.
Maybe it was
this.
Like a breakout. There was
maybe.
Like a break. Breakout at a rave.
Yeah, and all of them just,
And all of a sudden, the ravers weren't nice people that were just on
All plurred. They were too plurnt.
And they,
and they took over the Senate chambers. That's a great picture, by the way, that we have of the actual happening. It all fits. Like, I like the... I don't even know what I'm saying, but it looks nice.
Looks very nice.
Do you think the meth lab was possibly cooking up other chemicals?
I think that there's a grander conspiracy to all of this, and it's obviously perpetrated by the Illuminati, but, I mean... Who knows? Or maybe not.
Maybe they're planning their own MK Ultra.
Maybe. Mass mind control.
Well, after their leader passed out from dehydration, they left. Do you think they should have kept fighting for their right to party?
You know, you can't blame them. I mean, when you consume that much ecstasy, your brain goes into short thinking mode. And then when you realize that something is actually long and arduous and hard to get through, you don't want to do it. So can we really blame them? I don't know.
There is a sports team taken over by aliens.
Oh, wow.
Do you guys think aliens are real?
Whoa.
Yes or no?
Of course.
Of course. I mean, our jobs wouldn't exist if they weren't.
Yeah, of course. The aliens are what gave me a lot of the knowledge that I have in my head today. So... I think that we should thank them every day for having, faith in us.
But then our team might have an unfair advantage against other teams. Is that fair? Alien powers.
There's only a couple of people on Earth that can stop them now.
Who?
Maybe a certain buddy?
No.
I'm not catching your drift, Aaron.
Or a certain devil? The Looney Tunes.
Space Jam.
It was a Space Jam article.
Oh.
April Fools.
April Fools. You see the movie, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I was so thrown off by that aliens had taken over that I didn't realize it was the aliens from Space Jam. But that's even cooler. Of course they should be able to play.
Yeah. All right. So we should all just be friendly. Human, alien, doesn't matter.
We're all pink on the inside.
Exactly. Okay. Well, this has been the April Fool's edition of the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. Have fun this April Fool's. Plan some really cool pranks on your friends and family. I'm personally going to call my mom and tell her that I'm pregnant. So that'll be fun. I'll send her some pics, you know, of the baby bump. And do it big. Man. Go big or go home, guys. I ain't getting in trouble for this.
Thanks for listening to us. Thank you. If you've laughed at our stupid jokes, make sure that you don't take this as fact. This is all April Fool's.
Yes.
Or is it?
I was going to make a huge April Fool's joke too, but considering how some of it might be a reality, I'm just going to not do it and just knock on wood and hopefully, yeah.
Awesome.
All right, Aaron. Thank you guys for listening.